Good afternoon, everybody. Today is September 17th, 2013, and this is Alexander Metters of GalacticConnection.com. I have a very special call today because we will be reviewing all the questions that have been submitted for Cobra to give us his very eloquent perspective on things. Hello, Cobra. How are you doing today?
Hello.
So, everybody, I want everyone to understand how much work goes into this on the part of Cobra and myself. And I'm not saying that as a guilt trip. I'm just saying, please take the time to drop him an email and just say, thank you, even if you want to send it to me and I will pass it on to him. I know how much goes into this. And I myself, Cobra, just want to thank you for all you do.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So with that said, we're just going to go ahead and start off because we have so many questions today. Most people have asked that I not refer to their names, so I'm not even going to bring up anybody's name, so don't get your feelings hurt if I don't. And the first question was regarding the resistance movement. Are they working on the other side with people like Martin Luther King, John F. Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy, you know, John Lennon, things like that? Are those people, Cobra, considered part of the light resistance?
Okay, many of those people who have died years ago have already been taken to other planets when they have joined the galactic forces of light.
And so they're not really considered part of this so-called resistance movement.
Many of them have chosen to travel onwards. Some of them who stayed. Many of them are not working from the astral plane any longer.
Okay. So hopefully that clears up that question. So now on to the country of Mexico. I have quite a few people writing in from Mexico, and they're wondering what types of changes are you actually seeing going down in that country in a positive way that is, you know, supporting this transition into a golden age?
Okay, I would put it this way. There is a certain secret organization in whole Central America, which is similar to White Dragons in Asia. Mm-hmm. That secret organization is a little bit more deep undercover, and they're working to trigger the change in Mexico and surrounding countries. Although the situation is in Mexico is a little bit more complex because the cabal has very strong interest there because of the drug trade. So Mexico will recover, but the recovery of Mexico and improvement in Mexico is not as fast as in some other countries around the world.
Wow, that's great, though. I have noticed on some of the news headlines that a lot of the very large drug cartel leaders have been either arrested or brought to justice, so to speak. Do you agree with that?
Yes. There is a certain, as I said before, certain organization, certain, I would say, positive group that's working behind the scenes in Mexico and surrounding countries, working for the light, and they have had some success lately.
So now, do you consider those factions part of the light resistance? I mean, is the light resistance basically an amalgamation of all these different types of groups, or is that not the case?
Which groups?
You know, like the one you were alluding to down in South America.
Yes, there are light forces working on the physical plane.
Okay. So, you know, the light resistance, this is something a lot of people ask. The light resistance movement is basically an amalgamation of all the different sorts of groups and factions that are working behind the scene for an ultimate goal to, you know.
I will clarify.
Okay.
The exact resistance movement is working below the surface of the planet. It has some agents on the surface of the planet, but there are other groups which have been created out of the surface humanity that are working for the light.
Okay. Now, this was interesting. This is from Brazil. They said that they just noticed that their Brazilian currency used to have Central Bank of Brazil on it, and the new bills just came out with Federal Republic of Brazil. What would you be your comment on that?
I would say there is also a lot of changes happening in the banking system, especially in the BRICS countries. And Brazil, of course, is one of those countries. And they are working to create an independent central bank which is not tied to the IMF and the Federal Reserve.
Very good. So that does show that there is a change going on within the financial system, particularly with BRICS.
Exactly.
Okay. So now I like this question. I'd really like to hear your perspective on this. They were talking about Atlantis and how they feel this very deep, deep sadness in the core of their being when anybody brings up the fall of Atlantis. They were asking if you could give a little bit more clarity as to what you feel happened at the time of Atlantis.
Actually, Atlantis was a great civilization which has been destroyed by the acts of the Cabal in the year 9564 BC. And this sadness is actually an unprocessed experience of this deluge of Atlantis. And we haven't reached that stage yet, but we are slowly approaching the time of the new Atlantis. It will be a rebirth of the old Atlantean civilization, but this time in much greater light and a higher turn of the spiral.
Yes, because don't you also feel that what we're going through right now is very indicative of right before Atlantis fell?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
So, but we will have no drastic cataclysm. We will have no sinking of continents this time.
Awesome. Yay. So here's another good question. When do you see human beings being able to be free to travel and go anywhere in the world? What would be your perspective on that?
It is not just being free to travel anywhere in the world. It is being free to travel anywhere in the universe, and this will happen after the event.
I love it. I love it. Oh, okay. Now, we had a couple people write in about their response to the chemtrailing. Now, Cobra, I don't know if you've noticed it where you are, but where I live, in the last 2 weeks, the chemtrailing has significantly either stopped or declined. With that said, there are some people writing in that say that they are all experiencing very similar symptoms, such as abdominal bloating, pain, fever, severe headaches, and gastrointestinal disturbances. They are feeling like it's similar to the Morgellons disease. Can you comment on that? And do you feel that the chemtrailing has exposed us to nanotechnology?
Okay, I will explain. The first thing is that it is true that the number of chemtrails have been reduced drastically in the last few weeks. It doesn't mean it has stopped, but it has been reduced drastically. The problem has not been solved. The number might increase again in the next few weeks, but there is a downward trend. And the symptoms that people are experiencing are not of the physical nature. It is simply the intensification of the process on the etheric plane, especially the clearing of the implants. And yes, there are implants in the head area, which create headaches, and there are implants in the abdominal area, which create problems in that part of the body. And those things are quite intensively clearing right now.
I can speak from testimony in response to this person's question. I just had an implant, Cobra, removed from my back, lower spine and abdominal area, and it was excruciating. I mean, because it was so old, and I've been processing that and, you know, doing a lot of healing and that kind of thing. And my husband just had a massive implant removed from his head, and we can't believe the changes that are going on in our bodies just because of that.
Yes, I would agree completely.
It's amazing. Now, in response to what this person's talking about, the Morgellons disease, I would highly recommend that you look into MMS, colloidal silver, and tea tree oil. Those would be some of the first recommendations I would recommend you look into. They're also asking, will the chemtrails cease immediately after the event?
I will say the situation will be taken care of maybe in 1 or 2 weeks after the event completely.
Okay.
Because we still have to disintegrate all the pollution that's in the atmosphere.
Okay. And will that be done with, you know, some real cutting edge kind of galactic type technology?
Yes, the
okay.
Pleiadians will take care of this.
Okay, okay.
Not publicly, but they will simply clear the atmosphere. After the cabal is gone, they can use their technology to completely clear the atmosphere in, I would say, 1 or 2 weeks' time.
Okay, okay, cool. Well, now this one I'm going to read out the whole thing because it's very, very interesting. This individual is saying, this is what he wrote. Has this reality or planet been wrongfully hijacked by the Archons to the extent that this is not what we bargained for at the soul level when we incarnated into this lifetime? In other words, are we innocent, naive souls being manipulated by more advanced beings? And is this reality a total dysfunctionality or what? It's hard to understand why a loving creator would allow this extreme level of destruction. So that's his first part of his question is, you know.
Okay, we need to go step by step.
Okay, sure.
Yes, this experiment has gone far too far, and it was never intended to go this far. And yes, we were innocent, and yes, we did not expect it to go so far. And this Archon thing is an anomaly which has to stop. The creator never intended this to happen, and the Archons were actually a reaction of the cosmic anomaly of chaos, which has gone too far.
Mm. Interesting.
Answer to the first part of this question. You can continue.
Very interesting. Okay, he says, well, did we also incarnate knowing full well that we would be subjected to this sort of nonsense, but agreed to do it in order to pay back some sort of karma?
Okay, we have incarnated not to pay back some sort of karma, but to help transform the darkness and to bring that planet into the light.
Okay.
But we did not have a complete understanding what would be that experience like because we didn't have it before. So we were not going, we were not knowing consciously what we are getting into.
Oh my gosh. And so basically, he was also saying, have we indeed agreed to incarnate to raise the consciousness on planet Earth and break the matrix and control system? And
Yes, we have
yes.
agreed to do that when we entered the planetary sphere. But after we entered the planetary sphere, we agreed to the conditions here.
Okay. So that would have applied to however many lifetimes we've had.
Yes.
And do you agree that a lot of the star seeds that are here have had less lifetimes than some of your newer, more younger souls?
I would say the majority of people here have hundreds upon hundreds of lifetimes, and there are very few of the light workers and light warriors that have less than 100.
Okay, interesting. And when you say the cosmic anomaly of chaos, I remember meeting a gentleman who swears that the universe is pretty much like a computer program. What is your perspective on that?
Universe is not a computer program, but the technology that Archons created around the Earth on the physical, non-physical planes is a computer program, which appears to be artificial. Actually, it's an organic computing device which uses fuzzy logic to extrapolate and to expect the free will decisions of humanity. And for most, in most cases, it can. But of course, there are some of us who are not part of the equation, and we will disintegrate the matrix.
Interesting. Okay, now this is really cool. This person is referring, I believe, to a channeling by Sanat Kumara, and apparently it has stated that the event will take place sometime around the autumnal, autumn equinox, which is September 22nd. He reiterates that the archangels are saying that there will be actually many events instead of one major event, and not everyone will experience it in the same way, and some will not notice it at all. What is your opinion on that?
I would not agree with that.
Okay.
The event will be a physical and non-physical objective event. It will be something that everybody who has eyes to see and ears to hear can experience. And of course, there might be individual perceptions of the same event, but the objective event will be the same.
Okay. And there's also talk about a shift into the fourth dimensional level happening sometime between February of 2014 and February of 2015. Do you agree with that?
The fourth dimensional level, as I understand it, is the etheric and astral plane. And the connection between the physical and the astral plane has been done by the time of the harmonic convergence in 1987 already.
Whoa.
So we are about to transform and transcend the astral and the etheric plane and to raise our consciousness beyond that. This is
Interesting.
about to happen after the first contact, which is to happen after the event.
So you do agree that we're actually shifting into the fifth dimension, not the high fourth dimension.
We are shifting into the fifth and beyond.
I agree with that, yes. Okay. Now this is a cool question, Cobra. I'm so glad they brought this up. Have you ever heard of Operation Stardust?
Yes.
Okay, now it says that nanoparticles are distributed to the cabal that immobilize them when they're activated. What is the status of this, and couldn't this be used to mitigate a large degree of the damages at the time of the event?
Yes, those nanoparticles were transported into the bodies of the members of the cabal. Some of it was happening last year, some of it was happening even before, and this is about to be activated at the time of the event.
Right on. So,
So not before. I will explain. The
okay.
cabal has taken countermeasures against this. So they say if some, for example, if something happens to Kissinger at this moment, many bad things would happen on the physical plane. He has trigger mechanisms that would trigger biological weapons, all kinds of people going crazy, monarch control, mind-controlled victims going crazy, starting shooting people, and such and such. And this is the only reason why this individual is still alive, because he has protected himself in this way. So even if the stardust would be activated inside of his body. That would happen. But at the time of the event, we will have to take some physical action. The light forces will need to stop the cabal. And of course, at that time, the stardust will be activated.
God, that's thank you for that. So I haven't read up that much on that. So has Operation Stardust been around a long time?
The first Operation Stardust was activated a few years ago, and it has actually prevented the nuclear war. I think it was around the year 2002 or something. Mm-hmm. I don't remember the date exactly. And it was then upgraded last year. So there are even talks to expand this even further to decrease the number of potential casualties at the time of the event.
Yes.
And as you probably know, the event might not go effortlessly, especially if it is forced to happen too soon.
Okay.
Because simply the light forces on the planet are not cooperating enough. And if the event happens before the non-physical archons are removed, there might be a lot of conflict within the light forces that might lead to uncoordinated action, that might lead to many mistakes that can cost many human lives.
Oh, wow. Okay. That makes a lot of sense. Wow.
Yes.
Okay. So, not to jump around, but this guy is also asking, how has the experience for souls not currently incarnated on Earth who have passed away, how has this impacted them? What will be the after-death experience after the event?
After the event, it will be just pure paradise.
Very
good.
Because
the astral and etheric planes will be paradise. The souls who were on the astral plane since the 90s, many of them have been taken away from the solar system, and those who remained are not, many of them are not in a good position before the non-physical archons are removed.
Okay. Now, this person's writing in from, I believe, Europe, and they would like to know what sort of activity is going on in North Korea at this time. Will it be dissolved? And she's actually asking, was there some sort of experiment with North Korea in particular?
Okay, this is a very, I would say, sad story, because the North Korea was the most isolated country on the planet, and they had their own form of the cabal, which was not very nice to their own population. There were even talks and negotiations of North Korea willing to accept the cabal that would be persecuted at the time of the event. So those negotiations failed, and the plannings at the time of the event to liberate North Korea, and especially people who are living there in very, very, very terrible conditions, to give them food, freedom, abundance, and healing they need.
Wow. God, that's so sad. So does it also have something to do with, you know, where North Korea lays as far as on the ley lines? You know?
This is just part of it. It is just isolated enough, undeveloped enough, that the cabal is able to control it and keep it contained.
Mm, okay.
I mean, this could not happen somewhere in Europe or United States, for example.
True. I mean, are there any other North Koreas that we don't know about?
Not to that extent.
Okay. Well, that's good.
But of course, you have situations in Africa, in sub-Saharan Africa, where there are many countries where conditions are not very nice either.
Yeah, Africa's really gotten hit really and targeted severely. Of course, we all have, but in different ways, huh, Cobra? You know?
Yes, and that's why we need to push for the final victory. It's time.
Yes, it is time. So now this person quoted, you know, basically provided a quotation of one of the prior interviews we had had. And you had said, if the event would happen now, we could expect about 100,000 casualties worldwide as a result of the last minute destruction efforts of the cabal and their minions before they're taken down. And also as a result of violent, dysfunctional behavior of human masses, especially the monarch mind control victims with their Omega programming being triggered. Now, you just alluded to that in this last answer that you gave, but it says that number is not easy to estimate as there are so many factors. The number is still far too high to tolerate, and the resistance will do everything to decrease it, speeding up the process as much as possible. So it says, my question is this, wouldn't it be preferable to deal with these casualties in the short term, as there are hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people dying daily from poverty, illness, and war? I question the logic behind the resistance movement's decision. Can you comment on this?
Okay, this is just not the first. This is just not about blinds that call statistic of Schatzling numbers. This is number one. Number two, this number could easily get much, much, much higher if anything would go wrong. It could easily be 1 million or 10 million, even more, if there were some key persons on the key positions being influenced by the Archons doing stupid mistakes, which you know it happens all the time.
Yes.
So it's at this moment is simply too risky. If the human beings who are supposed to be of the light, if they would behave like that, I would say go for the event. But I have seen so many instances, and the resistance movement agrees with me completely, when so-called light workers or light warriors have manifested behavior which would not be tolerable because they were under the influence of the Archons. So the resistance movement is not willing to risk that much at this moment because it could go wrong.
Good point. Good point.
You might remember the French Revolution. It started very well, and you know how it ended.
Yes. So we kind of have to prove ourselves and earn our stripes, so to speak.
It is not about proving ourselves, it's about protecting human lives,
Yes.
not
Okay.
creating more damage than solving it.
That's very
And of
good point.
course, if there would be an emergency situation on the planet, the resistance movement would move. They would make their move. For example, if the Cabal United States would like to declare martial law and would start doing crazy things, they would be prevented and the event would happen immediately. If they would push too far with their war in Syria, of course, the same thing would happen. So
So,
there is a delicate balance, and it's changing all the time. It could shift tonight, who knows? Because there are many things happening behind the scenes right as I speak today.
I mean, in what you're saying, I'm kind of wondering, is the cabal basically motivated to support this transition as well? Just
No,
with more
no.
nefarious, well, only because I'm saying that they already have themselves set up where they have, they can trigger all of this chaos and almost revolutionary reaction amongst the people, and they feed off of that.
Well, it's over for them, and I would say so. The moderate faction of the cabal doesn't want this to end, but they would like to preserve their lives, and they would like to do for those things to happen in a more moderate fashion.
Well,
So some of
that's
them
good.
are even negotiating their surrender. The Jesuits are now trying to be super nice and kind and friendly because they think they can negotiate their way out unscratched. The same with some of the Rothschilds. But you see, the crazy faction of the cabal, like the Kissinger, Bush, and similar idiots, they will never go down easily. They will always try to create as much chaos as possible, as much suffering as possible. And they will never negotiate. It's not possible to negotiate with them.
Yeah, it's not possible to negotiate with a maniac.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So, okay, and so just clarify for the audience, where are we at with the Archon faction? I mean, they've already been removed, like a lot of the minions apparently been taken off world. Where exactly are we in that,
I was
situation?
speaking about the physical or non-physical ones.
Physical.
There is a very small group remaining.
Okay. And then the non-physical we're pretty clean on, right?
The non-physical, there is also a very small group remaining, but they have very strong etheric technology and they still have some of their reptilian minions. I will explain the details in my post on my blog,
Okay.
how all this is being cleared, but it's not resolved yet.
And that's in the higher dimensional levels, I think I
Yes.
read about. Yeah, isn't that like in
And I
the
would
eighth
say,
dimension up?
as soon as the etheric and negative forces are clear, the physical cabal is not a problem. We can handle the physical cabal then in a few days. They have no power without the support from the etheric plane.
Awesome. Okay, cool. Okay, so now this is a hot potato, Cobra. This has been flying all over the place. I sent you something over a video of this, and I re alluded to it the last time you and I had an interview. And that is all about this October 1st deadline. So you've got, combat forces, you've got heater meals, you've got water, you even have peacekeeping troops. DHS agents, National Guard units, everyone supposedly has received some sort of alert that they have to have things done or shipped by October 1st or thereabouts. What is your comment on that?
Okay, part of this is a very old story that was circulating around for at least 20 years now about millions of bullets, millions of trains with shekels, FEMA camps, stuff of that nature. So part of this is a very old story. And part of this is that, as I said, the crazy faction of the Cabal was preparing since, I would say, early spring this year, the major false flag attack that would their master move. They tried this through Syria. They are trying this through some other ways. And again, they're also afraid of the event, so they want to be ready.
And they think that troops are going to help them.
They think that some troops might help them.
Okay. That's kind of, I mean, actually, that's, I mean, I just think that's kind of funny when the event itself is, the big pulse of light. I don't know. Isn't that kind
They
of,
are desperate. They're trying to do whatever they can.
that's kind of silly. So now what is your thought about the US shutting down the space fence detection system as of October 1st? What do you think about that?
That is also an outdated technology. They have a much more advanced scalar space fence, but it will not help them much.
Okay. So it's really more about outdated technology.
Yes.
Okay, now this is a biggie. I really want to hear what you have to say. There's been some very convincing information coming out about Comet Ison. And I'm sure you've seen it. There's been videos and they're showing how it's not actually a comet, but a possible ship or possibly three ships shaped kind of like an arrowhead. And something came out this morning and they showed that it has not only changed course, but it has been somewhat erratic in the movement in which it's taking. So, a comet, of course, would just keep moving forward. This was kind of indicating that it was, in fact, a ship of some sort. What is your thought on that?
I will have to disappoint you. It's disinformation. It is a comet. It's not a ship. The ships of the light forces have much more advanced technology. If you understand they're coming from other star systems, they don't need weeks and months to travel the solar system. It's like you would like to walk to the moon. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's a really good point. We have to
So
get out of our 3D thinking, huh?
those ships, they can travel through the wormholes to the stargates, and they need maybe 1 or 2 minutes to the Pleiadian star system. They don't need 3 months to travel the solar system. They don't need 2 months to travel from Mars to Earth.
Okay.
It's a very backward technology in cosmic terms, in space travel terms. In just to travel from one small planet to another in a few months, that's a terrible waste of time.
Would say so. God, no kidding. Well, okay, let's talk about Obama. People are just, they just don't get it, that what does it actually mean to be a double agent working for the light and the dark? And they just can't understand. Here's a man who has signed, executive order after executive order protecting Monsanto, wanting to go and bomb Syria, etc. What would you say to that?
I would say he has a gun pointed at his head and he has to obey.
Okay, so really, you're just saying it's he's been under orders.
Yeah, I think that most people in his position would do the same.
Okay, and another question that's come up is why are nuclear weapons still an issue? If the Galactics have said they will never tolerate that again, why is this continuing to come up? Why is there still this insinuation that it's even a possibility?
They are not an issue. It's a propaganda of the media. Huge nuclear weapons would not be tolerated. You see, the Cabal was playing with the limits a little bit, and the Israeli has had deployed four small tactical nuclear weapons to Syria without any casualties. But this was just about the border. They couldn't go much further. This is number one. Number two, if they would try something bigger, that nuclear weapon would be disabled immediately. But they can still use that rhetoric. They can still use this in negotiations with the politicians because most of the politicians are not aware that the nuclear weapons have been disabled by the Galactic Confederation. They are not even aware of the Galactic Confederation.
It's interesting. One day you and I, after I had talked to you, this is months and months ago, I started investigating that. And I was shocked how many reports there had been of, military personnel, even high ups, mentioning that they couldn't understand it, but that arsenal, nuclear weapons, etc., they were malfunctioning. And this was all over the world.
Yes, it's true.
Yeah. So I thought I just wanted to throw that out there to everybody. Now, this individual saying, if we have the technology, if the Galactics have the technology to disable the nuclear weapons, why is it not in the books for them to be able to just vaporize the Kabbalists?
As I said before, if something would happen to the major players of the cabal, certain mechanisms would be triggered, biological weapons deployed, nuclear power station exploded, monarch controlled victims going nuts and start killing people. Many crazy things would happen, and this has to be done very carefully to prevent violence.
Correct. Yeah, I understand that. Okay, now this person wrote in from Kazakhstan. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. And she is mentioning that she has tried on many occasions to discuss the human society's new banking system that's coming forth and the event, etc. And she's having an immensely difficult time because the people are so ignorant. If you were her, what advice would you if you were her, what would you do? And what advice would you give her as far as what would be the most effective way to reach those sorts of people that have absolutely no knowledge whatsoever of the event?
As far as I know, there are some very high government officials in Kazakhstan that know about this, and they even know about the existence of UFOs and know about what's going on. Maybe she could find them. I don't know exactly their
Hmm.
names, but I have received reports about that.
Interesting. Okay. Well, there you go. There's your answer.
Number one. And number two, you can spread this information on social media or internet, and just those people who might be interested will respond. Of course, most likely your closest friends or family will be against this, but there might be people out there who will be ready and open.
Good point. Social media is always a ticket, isn't it? Okay. This individual wrote in and says she's feeling constantly exhausted and she's been sleeping a ton. She feels very overwhelmed. She wants to know, do you feel truly that the energetic changes on the planet and galaxy are causing this?
Most likely that person is experiencing purification of the astral plane, of the etheric plane. There is a big purification taking place there, a big war, you might say, clearing of those negative beings. And as they leave, those beings tend to attack. So part of this is coming from that clearing, and part of this is coming from the increased presence of the galactic central sun, which can cause intense cellular transformation of the physical body as well.
So, Cobra, where do you feel that we are at physically as far as the transition in our bodies going from a carbon-based to a silica-based system? You know, how far have we gone?
There is far, far more to go because most of the transformation can only happen in positive environment after the event.
Okay. And then once we're in that positive environment, it's probably just exponential growth
Yes.
because there's not the resistance.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Now this is a really good question. Actually, several people have written in, so I'm going to try to surmise it amongst a bunch of different questions all in one. This guy was talking about, you know, his concern about the plan during the event to move towards a gold standard, gold, silver asset-backed currency. And he's alluding to the fact that that's a very Austrian economic exchange system. He feels like this is very dangerous and it puts the assets into the few hands instead of the many, and that there could be a gross misuse of precious metals because of being a finite amount, gold and silver. So that I'm going to stop there and ask, what is your opinion on that?
Okay, most likely that individual is speaking from the past experience. The transitional financial system will be nothing that ever happened on this planet because it will be supervised by higher positive beings of light. Otherwise, it could turn that way, but with a supervision of the light forces, it will not be allowed to turn that way because it will be monitored and completely transparent.
Excellent. Now, this council or supervisorial group, are they going to be off planet or on planet?
The resistance movement that will be on the surface of the planet, and after the first contact, also the Pleiadians and other beings of light. And as their advanced technologies are introduced, the need for money will become obsolete. gradually.
Okay. So basically, I mean, the ultimate goal truly is to become money less, right? To get away from the
Exactly.
money, right? And
Exactly. But
okay.
people need some time for that transition. Most people, general population, is not able to transition immediately from the current abusive financial system to a completely cashless society.
Good point. And he also talks about, forced labor for currency upon which one is dependent for one's livelihood must severely cut back on consumption, polluting the air and the water that we drink. And the easiest way to get rid of this is to get rid of the businesses and the jobs that really don't serve any benefit to humanity. What is your perspective on that, and how do you think we'll transition out of that?
This is exactly what will happen. Most of those jobs that are useless, that are not creating anything positive, will be removed after the event.
Good.
And a lot of creative potential will be released, and people will be channeling their energy into something much more productive than just shuffling paper around.
Well, I would imagine there will be so many more job opportunities because of all the projects that'll be popping up to assist the
Exactly.
planet, you know,
Exactly.
and then you're like contributing to something really positive, you know.
Exactly.
So, okay, now on to this. What is the status right now of the MK Ultra, unfortunate survivors, those that are still alive through that whole experience? Are there more MK Ultra experiments still being done, although the underground bases have been cleared?
There are almost zero of those experiments continuing. But people who have been subjected to this have not received healing yet.
Okay.
There are many reasons, and the main reason is the denial of the masses. People are not willing to face the truth about the situation, and this is one of the great disbalances on the planet, when most people are just don't want to see what's really happening. And this makes it even harder for those people who have been abused by this mind control programming, because they have nowhere to turn to. And I think it's a responsibility of the masses to become aware of the situation at least,
Absolutely.
and also to be aware of the situation on the planet, and then it would not be taking so long. So I would say it is not just the responsibility of the cabal for the situation on the planet. It is also the mass responsibility of humanity, who chose not to see the reality, who chose not to see the truth. And by doing that, humanity gave permission to the cabal to continue doing what they're doing.
Yeah, it always gets back to accountability, doesn't it?
Yes.
Now, do you feel like this whole thing that just happened with the Navy yard, you heard about the shooting there?
Yes.
And there's so much information. I can't figure out what's going on, but there was one in particular that revealed that it was an actor, and they were laughing while they were videotaping coverage. What is your take on that? What really did happen there, and if it was legitimate, is that a representation of the sorts of people that are MK Ultra programmed?
Okay, I would say all of the false flag attacks happen by triggering the MK Ultra program
Okay.
people. And those false flag attacks, regardless of how they are created, regardless if they are fake or real, have the same purpose: to divert the attention. And as you have noticed, it happened immediately after the situation in Syria got a little bit better, because the cabal needs another distraction for people to keep them in that state of fear. This is what they need to maintain their system.
That is so true, 'cause I mean it was such a high. I'll never forget the day that they agreed to back off and not go to war. I mean, it was just, you could feel it across the planet. It was an amazing day. And yet, then all this garbage came in about, the shootings and Colorado. Now, that brings me a question that I'd like to ask you, which is, what is the deal with the torrential flooding in Colorado? Is that Mother Earth cleansing that area? Because we know there's been some really crappy stuff done by the government
It
underground.
is a natural event. It was not staged. The cabal does not have the power anymore to engineer weather on that scale.
Good. Good. Okay, that answers some questions for people. Now, This individual is also writing in. They said currently millions of young people in America, from infants, children, teenagers, are being physically, mentally, and spiritually oppressed by the dispensing of psychiatric drugs such as stimulants and antidepressants under the false premise that they are a disease. Will the sinister truth about these practices be released to the public after the event? Will it stop?
It will absolutely stop, and it is already being released over the internet. There is so much material about this everywhere.
I agree. And by the way, I've posted a lot of that stuff. I mean, the pharmaceutical companies are just getting busted right, left, and center. All the suppressed tests and journals that were written have finally come forth, and they're
There is
finally.
so much evidence, and it's real evidence with hard facts. You just need to find it.
Exactly. If you dig, you'll see that things are happening in a positive way to basically show that they're completely corrupt. Okay. Cobra, here's an interesting information. It says, we are aware of the vast amount of disinformation that spreads around the internet. How do we know we can trust you and the information that you provide?
It is not about trusting me, it's about trusting you. If what I say feels right for you, take it. Otherwise, focus somewhere else.
And I agree. And what other sources of information do you recommend that we follow?
Well, if you look, if you are asking about internet, I would say Benjamin Fulford has some very good intel sources. It is simple that he does not recognize that he just puts everything in a mix. But some of his intel is really very good. And David Wilcock has some good, very inspirational articles for those who need that kind of inspiration that I would also recommend.
Now, how do you feel about David Icke, his information?
Well, he made a great job of awakening humanity to the reality of the Illuminati and the reality of the reptilians. I am not following his work lately. I didn't hear anything new about him. So, but he had some very good books, and he released some good information and some basic information about the structure of the cabal.
Yeah, he did take on probably one of the most difficult jobs, which was just to expose people to the fact that reptilians walk the planet. I mean, that was brutal, I'm sure. What do you think of Drenvalo and Alex Jones?
Well, yeah, I would just simply say that it's not for my taste.
Okay. Now, this individual wrote in and said, I have formed a small group for Prepare for Change, and it's difficult to create a plan of action when details of the event are unknown. For example, how can we plan to help inform and educate people of the general public and media when we do not know how the event will unfold or what details will be given when the announcements commence? Plus, we don't know for certain that information we've learned is even accurate. Our efforts may be redundant or misled. What do you recommend?
I would say there is enough information out there about the event that could give a fairly precise plan of action. There is no situation in whole human life that can be 100% predicted, but we have a good plan, and that's a good start.
Yes, I agree. And man, there's a lot of us that are working really hard. I just commend the groups that are popping up everywhere. I just really send you love and light for doing this because you are making a difference on the planet. In your corner of the world, do not think that anything you're doing is not being noticed and being felt. Okay, is the new financial system becoming something that's spreading beyond the BRICS countries? Is it going across the world, or will there be specific countries that will experience it first and then the others will follow suit?
Okay, what the BRICS is doing is not yet a new financial system. They are just creating the leverage against the cabal that can accelerate the creation of the new financial system. And the new financial system will happen everywhere simultaneously at the same time at the reset, which will happen at the event.
Okay. And this person is asking if you are a member of the Galactic Federation of Planets.
I am a member of the Galactic Confederation.
Galactic Confederation. Okay. And what is your opinion of the Galactic Federation of Light? There is so much information out there, pros and cons. Do you feel that it's legitimate, or do you feel it was cabal
There
instituted?
is just one organization which is out there, and it's called the Galactic Confederation, and it's simply a union of all civilizations of life within this galaxy. And however people choose to call it, I don't care. But this is just one single organized organism, living entity of light, which creates the galactic network of light.
Okay.
You might encounter a lot of this information over internet, coming from some well-intentional and some not so well-intentional channels. I would say, the real information about the Galactic Confederation will come when the members of the Galactic Confederation will walk among us in their physical bodies, and will bring physical evidence of the existence of the galactic races of light.
You know, you brought up a thought. I had a friend talk to me the other day, and they said, what if at the time of the event, those star seeds suddenly realized who they really were, and that we were actually the ascended masters that we had been waiting for? What is your opinion on that?
Actually, we are about to remember again who we are and step into our full ascended master presence. Most likely not yet at the event, because it's still a gradual process, but we are headed towards the completion of that process.
Yes. Okay. I agree with you. And how long do you think that's going to take for everyone to know about the event? Will people know about the event before it happens, or will it just happen?
The action will be triggered, and very soon, I think in a few hours, it will be all over the mass media around the planet.
Okay. And what is all this hoopla about Obama versus John Kerry? Why is there so much? Is that just strictly a distraction, you know, that,
yes.
that the media is
yes.
using? Yes, that's what I thought.
Yes.
This is one of their questions. Okay. This person wrote in and said, Cobra mentioned it is not clear whether the Pope stands for the light or the dark. In a more recent interview, he mentions that the Pope made his decision for the dark side. If the Pope decided to be on the dark side, what does this call for prayer, peace prayer, mean? Is it suddenly a good thing for the dark forces to have peace in Syria? What is driving the Pope to do that?
I explained this already in my last post about the planetary situation. The tactics of the Jesuits are similar to the tactics of the Muslim Brotherhood. They put on a friendly face. They become nice to people. They gave a little bit of their money to the poor. They organize peace meditations, but in the same way, they infiltrate the system. And this is their tactics for the last few hundred years. If you study the history of Jesuits, you will see how they infiltrated all the world government, being super nice. Put their agents there, created a central bank, and the next day, you know, the Rothschilds are there.
Jeez.
So I don't trust this new Pope.
No. Okay.
Even though Fulford is very happy about him, I'm not.
So did you look at that Divine Providence website, by the way? Did I send that over to you?
Let me remember.
This is the one that he stipulates that. What do you think about that? A lot of people have written in about that too. They've even written me asking me what I think about it. It looks pretty
well. There is some very good information in there if you know where to look.
Yes. Yeah, that's true. Well, it's the same with blogging. It's like you have to sift through all the garbage, you know.
I think there are about 700 pages of the document, and inside there are some real gems.
Well, there you go. And so do you feel that the Pope has stepped into the light?
As I said before, no. I think that he is still a Jesuit, and he is doing exactly what Jesuits are supposed to do.
So he's just the puppeteer, or the puppet, I should say.
I would be very careful about him.
Okay.
And of course, the Jesuits now, they are also negotiating their way into the surrender. They are not as crazy as the Rockefeller faction is, the Bushes and the Kissinger faction. They are more willing to adapt to the situation and negotiate their way out when the event happens. This is their strategy at the moment.
Well, now that's a move in the right direction from a couple of months ago, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, that's
great. Anyway, it is beneficial for the light if they are beginning to play more nice.
Yeah, no kidding.
I like that, but I don't trust them.
Yeah. Okay, now this has been very much a concern from those that have written in, and it's about Russian troops showing up, going house to house in the Midwest and other parts of the country, asking about children, wanting a proper ID, looking inside their homes, asking to drink their water and go to the bathroom. What is your thought on that? What is the purpose of this?
I would say I don't have confirmation of this. These are rumors to this point. I don't have any solid confirmation of this.
Okay, and this is an interesting question because we talk about it all the time. Cobra, we have talked about this in the past. She wants to know, why do you feel that fluoride and chlorine has been added to our water? Why? It's not that it has or has not. We all know it has. She wants to know why. What is the cabal's purpose for that?
To make humanity more stupid and more compliant to their wishes.
Okay. And do you know of any water filters that you recommend to filter out the fluoride and the chlorine?
Many filters can do that, but you need to find a filter that keeps the essential minerals in the water.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. Very good point. Now, are you familiar with PUF and SAP?
Yes.
Okay. They've been talking about a global currency reset that's about to happen, I believe, last week. And she's wondering, you had mentioned that the financial stuff will not happen until the event. Why is this being said that there is this reset from, some contacts that seem to be legitimately wanting to disperse good intel?
Okay, I would say this. Poof himself died this year. I think it was May 22nd.
Yes.
And he had some good intel. But those reports are not coming from him. They're coming from his staff or for some people around him. And the quality of the intel has decreased after he died, as you have probably noticed.
Yes.
And
Yes.
it's the same with all those Denarian gurus. They say the reset is going to happen tonight, tomorrow, morning, Friday, Tuesday, in a few hours. It has already happened. Forget about it. It is not going to be like that.
Okay. Okay, now this person is saying that you had mentioned that there would be a 14% tax on all new goods and services. And he's saying, I don't believe we should have any taxes at all, as this feels like the same system packaged in a different box. I also feel that the people should be able to vote on the need to pay for any taxes. Is this truly the goal of a money-free society? When we have our technology up to where it should be, we should have Star Trek-like replicators, and the drive for material objects will no longer be needed, and money will become obsolete.
Yeah, you need to understand there is a certain transitional process. We cannot transition from this society to Star Trek society in 1 minute. And in transitional society, you will still need bulldozers who will build streets, and somebody has to finance that.
Correct. Correct.
And as you use those streets, it's only fair enough to you to give some money to that. But a reasonable enough amount that goes straight into there and not in the hand of the cabal.
Okay.
So that is the meaning of that 14% tax, to pay for the infrastructure, to keep it running.
Well, there you go. There's your answer on that one. Now, Cobra, we are getting to the end of the hour. I did want to let everyone know that there is a Prepare for Change meeting for in Los Angeles, and there's an invite going out that on September 29th at 10 a.m. He's inviting everyone in Los Angeles to participate. If you go to facebook.com and put in Prepare for Change Los Angeles, you should be able to find out more details on that. And I also wanted to again thank all of you. If you can please remember that Cobra and I are both doing this. This is a free public service. We don't get paid for it, so we really do appreciate any donations that you would consider sending our way. Cobra, did you have any other announcements that you wanted to make?
Yes, I would inspire everybody to start forming event support groups as soon as possible and as many as possible. This is one of the crucial steps that needs to be taken before the event.
Yes, as well down here. We just started a San Diego group, a gentleman around the corner from me, so that's good news. Okay, so I want to thank everybody for sending in their questions. I know we still have more, but we'll try to hit that maybe next time. I am going to be interviewing Cobra on the current events in a couple of weeks. Right, Cobra? Yeah, I think so. I lose track of time. So keep the questions coming in. We will continue to try to address them as we go through the current events. And I want to thank everybody for supporting Cobra and GalacticConnection.com. And we will talk to you again in a couple of weeks. Thank you, Cobra, for all your support.
Okay, thank you very much, everybody, for listening and supporting the light.
Okay, take care.